Deep in St. Bernard Parish's Lake Anastasia, a construction crew is hard at work. Ben LeBlanc is standing on a floating barge, overseeing his troops who are knee-deep in marsh, battling enormous horseflies. LeBlanc is providing the muscle for an experimental oyster reef project. He's making sure 700 concrete rings get transported and installed in the marsh. It's a new way to create oyster habitat and a reef to help protect these wetlands from storms.
Well, the shorelines is definitely, you know, decreasing, and this is just a little needle in a haystack of protecting the whole coastline, but at least it's a start.
LeBlanc spent his entire life playing and working around the Gulf Coast ecosystem. As a kid, his family ran a shrimping industry supply company. He's been a commercial diver, a marine contractor, and now he runs LeBlanc Marine. His specialty is barges. Coastal restoration projects are kind of a new thing.
I think it's a new trend of the future, you know, of coastline restoration.
That you can make money off of saving the environment.
That is correct.
With billions of dollars earmarked for Gulf Coast restoration projects over the next 50 years, there's a lot of work to be done and a lot of money to spread around. Engineers, construction contractors, and environmental consultants are all vying for a piece of this coastal restoration boom. Researchers are seeing some love, too. Sam Bentley is a geology professor and the director of the LSU Coastal Studies Institute. A decade ago, his specialty, Mississippi Delta mud diversion, wasn't a big funding priority. So he packed his things and headed up to Canada for a government research job.
It was a reflection of what the scientific community in the United States thought. And that's all changed. Sadly, it took, first of all, Katrina and Rita, culminating in the oil spill, to really bring the plight of the Mississippi Delta to the national attention.
Bentley came back to LSU a few years ago, and the funding is now flowing from a mixture of private and public grants. Bentley's also part of a group of researchers that were recently awarded $1.6 million to look at how coastal erosion impacts families living in the Delta region. Studies like that can turn into policy, which then turns into private contracts for industry to do the work long term.
The idea is to be training the next generation of coastal scientists and engineers who can essentially turn what we're doing into an intellectual commodity that will result in job growth for Louisiana and the export of intellectual capital to other places in the United States and around the world.
Engineers Road in Belle Chasse has been a one-stop corridor for offshore drilling needs for years. From rig construction to helicopters to fly out to the Gulf, even food service. Marsh Buggies Inc. has been on the boulevard since the 60s. It makes amphibious construction gear, originally created to help oil companies explore hard-to-reach coastal places. At the Marsh Buggies warehouse, a crew of welders build a pair of steel pontoons lined with aluminum cleats, great for moving construction equipment into the mud and water of wetland areas. Marsh Buggies sends these mobile construction devices to oil fields in places like Nigeria and Suriname. On the Gulf, most drilling has moved offshore, so the buggies here get used almost entirely for jobs like dredging mud and creating levees.
We don't solely market ourselves that our equipment is only used for environmental purposes only, but it's definitely a majority of it. And, you know, I would say a big reason for that is because the concentration on the environment and environmental work has become so popular in recent years.
Jamie Otten is the third generation of her family to work at Marsh Buggies Inc. Her grandfather founded the company. She says her family began working on coastal restoration as far back as the 80s, when there was a dip in the oil market. The first projects used marsh buggies to dredge canals and rivers and then move that sediment to help create new marsh instead of discarding it. Otten says coastal restoration projects are now developed around the capabilities of her company's unique equipment.
We financially benefit from that, and it puts our equipment to work. It keeps people employed. It's good job security for sure.
And if you want some proof, look no further than the front lawn of Marsh Buggies headquarters. Right below the company logo, a sign reads, "Hiring Excavator Operator. Apply Inside." For WWNO, I'm Jesse Hardman.